Once again, I would like to thank our guest speakers from US and also from Toronto. I think they probably already noticed Calvary Hospitality, but I think one thing that I like to make known to them is in Calvary, alhamdulillah, this is perhaps the only city in North America, maybe in the world, where we all Muslims, we live together very happily as is united. We are united in many ways. We may differ in our views and opinions. We may pray differently, either with our hands tied or free. But the most pride thing for us is that we are all united. We listen to each other, we put up with each other, and we are also tolerant. And I think this is one of the most essential ingredients for any future success and future unity. We not only hold gatherings among ourselves, different Muslims, but also we reach out to other communities. So I think one of the important thing for us to showcase to you is that Calvary is a unique place. We all live in peace, harmony, and we are all brothers and sisters, both in faith and also, I think, in many other important values that are consistent with our amalgamation into this Western world. Now, when you talk about unity, it's really important also to realize is that to be united, you have to be at one place. If I am in Chicago, you're in Toronto, somebody else is in New York, and we have to get to somewhere, we cannot go there because we are all dispersed. And I think one of the most important things for us is to be united, get together, have a focus, which we don't have. And Brother Munawwar very nicely pointed out to us that we have to be proactive and not reactive. And I think one of the major problems for Muslims is that we are reactive. We react to things. We don't plan how we do future planning either. And I think it's also important for us to make sure that when you're trying to get people together, that you have your situation analysis. You clear your house and you see what your strengths are, what your weaknesses are, what are the opportunities and what are the threats. So I think I will hope to do is that in between talks take you through all of these aspects as to what our strengths are. And I think one of the biggest strengths that we have is our faith. We have a wonderful charter, which is Islam. We have Quran. We have teachings of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And we have one united front. We have a complete mandate of life. And that's our unifying point. But the problem is that very many few of us can actually understand the true essence and the spiritual values of Islam. And this is why I think two of the personalities that we'll be talking about today, and the focus is that those two people work very hard to unite Muslim Ummah together. And one was Ayatollah Khomeini, the other was Bahr al-Sadr from Iraq. He has wonderful approach to both the political and the economical system, which I think we need to move forward to the 21st century. I think staying on the same course, I would like to now invite our guest who has come from Toronto, and it's Brother Fayaz Mehdi. He has he's put an extensive effort to unite the community, not from the perspective of one sect or another sect, but from the prospects of both politically and economically and social way mobilize Muslims so that we could be all at the one place at one time. He's actively sought after for speeches from all over the world. He is the executive member of CASMO, which is the Canadian Shia Muslim Organization. And he has come from Toronto. I'd like to take the opportunity to welcome him and also thank him for taking the time for being with us.